It's a good question. I think when you look at this, you got to, first of all, the medical tests at the combine are significant. That's huge. And we have to determine, hey, if this guy's going to be an elite special player, but it means that he's going to miss a little time early on, then as a club, you got to make that decision. You know, I think you saw it last year with Gurley. You know, sometimes those decisions are worth it. It's awesome. You know, last year we only had six, so now we have some flexibility to move around within the draft, not just, you know, acquire more players, but possibly move up or move back. And it just gives us more flexibility in the draft, and that's exciting. It's a good class. I mean, I don't want to get into specifics, but there's a handful of guys that are up near the top. There are sort of a handful of quarterbacks in the middle part of the draft that, you know, I feel good about, and that we got to make sure we've accurately graded, and that's where our scouts really earn their money. We understand the deadline is Tuesday for the franchise tag. That's an option. You know, we haven't until Tuesday to make that decision, but right now that's kind of ongoing. You know, with Matt, it was, first of all, it's the confidence we have in our younger backs. But also with Matt, it's treating him with the respect that he deserves. You know, and I look at it this like, you know, a lot of other great Bear players, Tillman or Briggs. You know, you treat them with respect, and I think that meant handling that with urgency. And once we'd made a decision, telling Matt as soon as possible.